to Not So Baby Now, but Baby Bongani. 7 minutes past 11 o'clock, and you with The Collective at 2000 FM SA. Friday's feeling good. Imagine what the weekend's going to do. Okay, so welcome to the last hour of The Collective for the day, and it's a fashion first kind of Friday. Always so, and today's focus is truly on setting the stage when it comes to men's fashion. It's that time of year again where South African fashion is on the mark and on the ramp, and we've got spring summer 2014 season coming up, and we also have Sheldon Kopman, who's in studio with us. He's going to be joining us, filling us in on the creative brand vision. I mean, he's dressed the likes of Samuel L. Jackson and more, and he's really a stylist that I know and have seen work in the industry. So it's fabulous to have a look at what we see accessible in menswear.
Menswear, that's something that I'm quite interested in, because a lot of the guys think that, ah, it's simple. You have, you know, some pants, a shirt, and some shoes, and then there you go. But putting it all together, the nitty-gritties of it, is something that is really that someone, you know, us men, just need to like put a little bit more focus on, and will look just as good as this gentleman who's standing right next to me.
Absolutely. So, look, if you're not familiar with the name Naked Abe, then where have you been? Because they are one of the leaders, really, when it comes to men's fashion, having showcased at many fashion weeks in South Africa and doing amazing things. So we've got Mr. Sheldon Kopman in the studio, and he's going to tell us more about Naked Ape, the brand, what we can look forward to this fall or this autumn and going into 2015 as well. Because that's the thing about trends, international trends, is that you have to be abreast of them even beyond 2014. Welcome, Sheldon.
Thank you, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, thanks. I think I bumped into you a while ago at an Isidingo photo shoot, just doing your thing. All the men were looking stunning thanks to you. So you are an accomplished stylist as well, not just a fashion designer. But we've given a very brief history, okay, from Google that we have of you. But I mean, your journey, being Sheldon, getting into fashion, starting Naked Ape, how would you describe it? Where would you even start?
Yeah, well, it's been a journey. There have been so many obstacles in the past, but it's been a good one thus far, and I think it's just the beginning, hoping that it is. but I started out as a fashion model, and that allowed me the opportunity to travel the world, basically. So from there, I ended up in New York City for about 3.5 years, where the styling career started. So I assisted the likes of June Ambrose.
Wow.
And that's how it all came about. Came back to South Africa, and Wine Magazine was the platform that allowed me to actually express myself as a stylist. And thanks to Sibu and Itumi Leng at the time, who were pioneering this particular magazine, and they gave me the opportunity to voice my opinion through fashion. So
nice one, and we're glad that definitely happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, very, very awesome to see that you've dressed the likes of A-list Hollywood celebrities like Samuel L. Jackson, who I'm sure you addressed by his first name. Hey, Samuel. So, what's going on, sir? What was that like? How did that even happen?
Well, look, you know, a bit of luck, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
There was Rui Philippe, who is the owner of Ikaya, and he was the wardrobe director on the actual film, shot here in South Africa. The film is Kite. It should be coming out May, June this year sometime. And he stumbled across us because he was walking downstairs at Benjamin Williams, and, you know, they basically said, go upstairs to show he's got some really interesting design going on.
Mm-hmm.
Came upstairs, commissioned us to make a couple of suits for Sam, and when Sam came in, he looked at the suits. He says, it's a bit conservative. Is there anything else you've got to show?
Yeah, I like that.
So we're like, absolutely, you know, this is what we have. And he looked at the stuff. He's like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm after. This is more my character. This is more my kind of status within the film. And we dressed that stature of him. And from two looks, it became 9 looks. And it basically became the entire film, which was fantastic. And he warmed up nicely. He's a very particular individual, and he knows exactly what he wants, which is really great for us. And it's a sort of like a reaffirmation of what we do, we need to continue doing. So that is that's what's going on there. So.
Oh, nice one. I'm thrilled that he actually liked your work that much. Amazing stuff.
Now, Sheldon, I mean, I've known you in the industry. You also styled the Good Hope FM back in the day, many other sorts. So I need to know, I know your style and your appreciation of femininity essentially in the fashion scene. So why the choice to style and design and now launch for men, a men's design wear?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's, you know, when you're designing, it's a lot to do with trial and error.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I haven't received any formal education when it comes to design. I'm self-taught. So everything from styling to curation of other designer collections of shows that I was producing for them to fashion editing for titles like Elle, etc., you know, allowed me the opportunity to see a variety of different brands, a variety of different fashion labels, and style, of course. So looking at that and seeing what it is that you like and what you dislike about what is going on. And of course, as I was traveling all over the world and doing research on my own, you know, visiting various different manufacturers and various different brand showrooms and so forth. So the choice for menswear is basically because there was a need for me to find a certain fit that worked on me that I could not find. And what it was either Valentino or Valentino Versace kind of cuts, which I couldn't afford.
Mm-hmm. No, fair enough.
So I needed to start making it for myself. Okay. So I visited some tailors, various different places in the world, and started working on things and realized that it wasn't that easy. You know, it took me 5 years to master jacket cuts, you know, jacket pattern for that matter.
Yeah, because with men's cuts, it is quite a challenge.
It's challenging.
It's not as easy as with women's cuts, yeah.
Now, let me ask a question. What would you say are fashion items for men that men will definitely not go wrong, especially for guys that are not very well endowed when it comes to their knot?
Oh, I'm glad you get the knowledge of fashion, man.
Choice of words, yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, while the knowledge of fashion is also something that is of accessibility, you know, the label that we're working on currently, which is JD by Sheldon Kopman, you're going to have access to that more than you would that of Naked 8. So, when it comes to items, you know, a lot of guys, they kind of freeze when you speak about the word fashion, purely because there's not a lot of variety out there, right? And they are not exposed to it on a daily basis. Basic items, something that you could not possibly go wrong with, is a beautiful, well-fitted blazer. Whether you choose a navy, whether you choose a black or a dark brown, some kind of dark color, a charcoal would work very well. Because that's something that you can dress with anything. You mess it up, you can dress it down. It also allows you to formalize your attire when you go into various different institutions or gala events.
A well-fitted blazer. Should it be any cut? Could it be double breast, single button?
You know what? You'd be able to maximize your looks if it's a single-breasted jacket, two-button, preferably. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. So we're talking all things men's fashion with the owner of the brand Naked Ape, and now also JD by Sheldon Kopman, the one and only Sheldon Kopman. He's sharing some style tips with us. And when we return, we're actually going to have to take it back a notch and actually talk about Naked Ape, you know, the kind of man that you dress, and JD by Sheldon Kopman. That is one that I'm also very, very interested in. So we're going to chat more to him about all things men's fashion related. Patrice Russian with Forget Me Not. Enjoy.